Blog Talk Radio.
This is going to cause more confusion than a mouse in a burlesque show.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Nothing
and
like it.
You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
Intercourse!
My name is Osai Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, no.
I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
Our theme. There's hijinks in the Possum Lounge already. Welcome to Friday Night Possum. You're on the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment, also the home of Clubbering Time. Heard here during the week sometimes, but not always. And, of course, Possum Hour, coming to you every week since Lassie was a pup. Indeed, Monday nights, 10 o'clock. Alrighty, I think that's it. Oh, yeah. Don't forget to tune in to Buzzy's workshop Sundays at 5, and you'll hear Buzzy give you all the tips on how to build cuckoo clocks. So, therefore, without any further ado...
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby!
It's the naughty professor himself, Professor Andre Gumby!
Hey, hey! Oh, thank you, one and all. Good to
all
be
right.
here.
Most
Yes!
Absolutely.
You know what? I get my cuckoo clocks from Buzzy all the time. Buzzy does good work.
He's very handy.
Uh-huh.
Very, very handy.
Listen, some day but he's very handy. He makes a good clock.
Yeah. Yeah. And it always keeps good time and all that.
That's it. That's what it's all about, baby. What's going on, Cameron? What'd you do this weekend? Or this past week?
Weird fucking week, man, because usually I work on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and or Sunday.
Uh-huh.
But last weekend I didn't work, and then I worked on Tuesday and Wednesday this week, and then I'm not working this weekend. So I don't know what – I had to double-check when I was doing the show going, today Friday, for sure.
I know.
Sure.
I was throwing
off, too. I'm not sure what fucking day it was, but yeah, man. Worked it hard there on the 4th. Not so much in the 3rd, but kind of got rained out. But.
Yeah.
Well, drew many a head. Makes life easy.
Funny head.
Washes away our sins every so often. And, you know, we have plenty of those.
Don't these places have tents? Pretty characteristic. Throw in a little tent.
Well, this was out at the ballpark.
Yeah.
You see, the National Weather Service said, you know, there was an emergency and everybody has to go to the shelters and all this. And it was at that point I said, you know, I think I'm going to pack it in and go home because.
Well.
Not working out so good. All right. Well, that's neither here nor there. But I do believe you have a plug, sir.
Yes, I do, kind sir.
All right. Hit it.
All right. Tomorrow morning, Eminence Rock Radio, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. His Eminence is going to be doing his Freedom Show, songs with freedom in it. I guess it's the 4th of July type thing here, you know? Freedom. So that's tomorrow morning at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. If you can, tune in at 2 o'clock because he does his leftover shows and then he does a Gumby Lumps Jazz. So here you go. You can listen to it live on www.wriu.org. Everybody, org. And there you have it.
.org.
Org. Org. Org it, baby. Org it. That's all you got to do.
Man. I tailed it for the fridge while you were yakking.
What, you get a natty?
Secured a natty. I'm done with the coffee. I'm getting to that point where you
just finished the pie.
You start getting that tacky tongue feel, like, ick. Mm. Like.
Yeah.
All righty. So on with the show.
That's fun.
We've got quite a crowd. Huh?
Let's blow something the fuck up. What do you say?
Oh, yeah. We could blow something up. Got one of the newfangled songs tonight. I don't even remember the name. Oh, okay. I don't know the name. I mean, could be Jimmy McQueen, but it's Montel Jordan. I'm sure that means nothing to anyone except maybe his mom.
Montel Jordan.
Hello, Montel Jordan.
All right.
Yeah.
Chin unit, baby. You got a chin unit.
I know you'll know this song. It's called This Is How We Do It.
Oh, okay.
This Is How We Do It. See, I think it's supposed to be like sexual innuendo.
Okay, all right.
You know, like,
well,
do
this
it,
is how we blow
it
the fuck up. Like that fuse.
Omni Magic, okay. Where are we at, man? Something to blow up.
What do you want? How we did it.
I'll get it together soon, folks. Don't worry. It's just early yet. It's still early.
You're only on your first natty, right?
I haven't even cracked my first natty. I'm still finishing up this.
Oh, you got to get going.
All right. Oh, tonight's blow up is brought to you by Sniglets. Something from the 80s that nobody remembers.
Yeah, I don't.
Cool, huh? All right. Well, this is how we do it, baby.
You have to use so many cuss words.
What the fuck are you talking about?
This is how we do it.
Well, here we are. What are you stalling around for?
Take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the truck, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime sucks up, like I think the night of a gangbang. I forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party.
Don't you ever talk about my dick without my permission!
We'll be right back.
excellent. Most excellent.
All right. Good stuff. Good stuff.
That
was like
such a more recent song, 1995. Okay. Holy cow. The last 20 years just kind of flew right on past me there.
Oh, tell me about it. Jesus Christ.
The last 10? Holy Mac. Holy Mac Daddy.
We're on a downhill slope.
Well, I feel great. Not as good as I would have if I hadn't.
Walk?
I celebrated. I got my walk in at 6 a.m. today. 6
okay,
a.m. Right. I was at it all day, cut the grass. And it was my seventh day of being a vegetarian, watching what I was eating and everything, juicing. I celebrated with Roller Dog. Yeah! Woohoo! Went off
roller
the bat,
dog.
Had a roller dog. Yeah, had a roller
what
dog.
What's a roller dog? One of those rich.
You know,
kids.
You go over to the Turkey Hill there, and they got the rollers and the hot dogs on the rollers.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay, roller dog. Okay.
They got the best fucking roller dogs over there, man. Stuff.
The best dogs are the one that's bathing in that filthy water that you get in New York. That's the best.
Yeah. See some dicey looking dogs. Yeah. Over there.
Send your roller dogs.
And they eat pizza. When they eat pizza in New York, they fold it in half. What's up with that, man?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they ain't right in the head, New Yorkers. They're fucked up. There was a hoax going around that they were selling hot dog water in bottles. Trying to tell people that it's good for you or something. You know, it's one of those fake, that's,
Did we go to Nathan's?
Video, YouTube.
Did we go to Nathan's?
Oh, I love Nathan's dogs, yeah.
Yeah, they got a lot of good food.
Me and Wendy have to go there at Coney Island. At Coney Island Bay.
Yeah, well, we just missed in another end of the world last month, the 24th, it was supposed to end. So there's, I guess then, probably be a good idea to do it before the next end of the world. Because that's probably going to be the one. I set my alarm
for last
one of these.
I don't know what happened.
One of these days, that guy's going to be right, man. And the whole thing is going to be over. All our pain and suffering. This veil of tears.
If there is a guy, end this fucking mess.
I
want to ride it out.
I saw him in a vision. He sort of resembles Barney Rubble. The first thing came to my mind. It crossed between Barney Rubble and that guy from the Dracula movies, Christopher Lee. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Chris,
kind of a cross between?
Cross between, yeah. But he had Barney's laugh.
He sounds like Barney, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he sounds like Barney. Hey, you doing, pig? So there we got the what do you call Possum Lounge over there.
Nice crowd.
Very nice crowd, man.
Yeah. I'm blown away here.
We were on Bear Life Support there Monday. Just our
oh,
most
you got that right.
Our most loyal sisters were there. Good times. That was fun, though. It's a good show.
Yeah, good
if you
time.
Missed it, you know, you're the one that's sorry, not me. Yeah. Okay. Well, there's Dr. Gloom, returning
Dr.
luminary,
back.
Illuminating the way for truth, justice, and the American way.
Gloomy.
Dr. Gloom. Been a long time. Been a long time.
Welcome back.
Welcome to the lounge. And right behind Dr. Gloom is Domni Magix, right? Domni Magix.
Magix.
All right. Magix or magic? Uh-huh. I guess magic. Domni Magix.
Magix.
Welcome.
I like it.
Welcome to the lounge, Domni.
Behind Gloom. Behind Gloom with a whip.
First
go.
In love,
one
first in peace,
in
first
lounge.
In the Possum Lounge. Magix.
Uh-huh.
Magix. Sounds like plural. The American way seems devoid of truth and justice these days. No, Ford. No, that will always be the American way. It's just that we are being led astray at the moment. That's all I can say about that.
Minor setback, kids.
A glitch.
Mm-hmm.
A glitch. It's funny, though. It's kind of interesting to read people's opinions on said person.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about Dumb Donald, of course.
Uh-huh.
And people that, uh-huh, like, still support him, it's just interesting to hear why they do. And it's just like, wow. Okay. We're obviously, uh-huh, looking at two different sources of information on this cat, which is interesting.
And I think I know the post that you're commenting on, and
yeah, it was just weird. That one, like, man, I'm still head scratching on that one, Bub.
Yeah, huh?
You know,
uh-huh,
thinking, okay, well, I mean, that's a valid opinion.
Well,
absolutely,
yeah.
But.
We all gotta
get along.
Okay,
there she is.
Gotta get along.
We all gotta get along, man. There's Dr. Cake. Speaking of getting along.
Dr. Cake.
Wouldn't be a show without
Dr.
Cake. Would not be a show without Dr. Cake. I wish I had all the cake in New York City. In fact, I'd punch somebody in the head for some cake.
Uh-huh. With some hot dog juice.
Thank you for coming. Ew. That's why I like the roller dogs, man. There's no juice involved, man. There's no juice. It's just rollers. Rolling.
I didn't think they made those anymore.
And how they don't roll on the floor, I never could figure out.
Uh-huh.
They just keep rolling in place. Rolling. Uh-oh. All right.
You got
there's Ford Prefect.
Ford
Prefect's here. Speaking of hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
Yay! I wonder if any of the Possum Lounge has had a Nathan's hot dog at Nathan's.
Yeah, anyone?
Pretty cool. I've had pizza there. I've had oysters on a
oysters
Rockefeller. Yeah.
What? That's a hot dog.
When they're in season.
Get the hot dogs.
When they're in season.
I had their chili.
Yeah, if you're
dogs,
near the ocean,
man.
you get seafood, man. Fuck, you get hot dogs anywhere.
Yeah, you got a seafood place for that shit.
You get some oysters, man.
Oh,
some oysters. Or some clams. Clams on the half shell.
Uh-huh.
They got those at Nathan's. Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right. That's my granddad showed me how New Yorkers eat pizza, and he's like making fun of me because I'm not eating my pizza that way, and I'm like, dude, what's with the folding? You know,
yeah.
What's with the folding here? I don't get it. All right.
New Yorkers.
Anyway,
Ford,
thank you.
Fucking world.
Oh, don't thank him for coming. Thank him for not being able to leave. Well, you're welcome. And there's getting for USA. You guessed it.
For USA.
USA accomplishing more with less.
Yes.
Yes.
USA.
I believe it. Ooh, man.
Right?
Yeah, man. I just, like, rubbed my leg. It was itchy, and then I'm thinking, man, my skin is so soft and supple. Ooh.
Please tell us more, Barry.
Well, you know, I know it'd be a Kame Body Bar commercial here.
Hey, isn't that what the old lady used to tell you? How nice your skin is?
Yeah. You have such young-looking skin. It's because it's surrounded by old-looking white hair, you know. Anything's going to look young compared to my hair. Old man! Yikes. There's the RJ Gumby's in the lounge over there.
Hey, I know that cat.
Yeah, he's snoozing. Oh, so am I. Yeah. Wake me up. Hey,
his brain
came
hurts.
Two. I came three. Asked myself out for a date after the show. I might do that, Ford. I'm a cheap date these days. I already had my roller dog, so I'm done eating for the day.
Hey, wait a minute. Okay. I was getting back to the vegetarian. That's right. You did say you stopped with the dog. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and I lost some weight, and I've been feeling really good, especially the last 2 days. And
you deserve that roller dog.
So why don't I do something completely anti all the good shit I've done and eat a roller dog, which is dumb. It was stupid. I shouldn't have done it, but I don't feel that bad. Although I felt better before I ate the fucking roller dog. What are you going to do? And there's the herd mentality.
Herd mentality. Hello, herd.
Herd mentality.
Nice
keeping
group
you up to date.
Here.
Very nice crowd. We've got Dr. Gloom. Dr. Gloom.
Yeah, we got Gloomy.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for coming. I apologize for not having a better show, but hey, you know, it's mm-hmm. the cookie crumbles.
Yeah. After the Green Hornet, that was pretty much it.
Take your chances. All right. Yeah, I mean, after the Fletcher Henderson, you're not going to top that.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a grab bag cut and dry.
Fucking grab bag is what it is.
Well, I got a new doily fuck this week. The comfy chair that number one son gave me is falling apart, like the arms, you know, getting all raggedy.
Yeah.
So I got this thing, this cover. I got a maniacal dog staring at me over here. Ordered up this doily fuck coverall for the thing. It looks great, man. It's got a little pocket for the remote. That's like the void now, man. If I want to take a half hour nap, plop down in that chair, baby. Z's.
Right, when are you going to get plastic
there they are.
For your furniture?
No, it's nice, man. It's like it's comfy. It's really nice, soft and
okay.
It's almost
comfy
as soft
chair.
As my supple skin. Yeah. Yeah. Right, there they are. The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Hello.
Sweet pea. What are you doing to me? Sweet pea, what are you doing to me? You said I love the truth, then why should you treat me like you do? Sweet pea, you've been gone too long. Sweet pea, you've been gone too long. Won't you come on home? Forgive me if I done you wrong.
Most
sweet pea.
Excellent.
Uh-huh.
Most excellent.
Oh, fuck, say it!
There you have it.
Well, that's a different
sweet
boing.
Pea.
That's a different boing than my usual boing. Man, I was reading an article with some Shemp Love in it before the show, man.
Oh, cool.
They were loving on the Shemp. We've been joined by Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice.
During that Chuck Berry sound-alike dude named Sweet Pea.
Uh-huh. It did sound like Chuck.
Thanks for coming. We've missed you, Apple Cheeks Alice.
We
knew you were here in spirit.
Yes, always.
But not in actual, but in the seat. Tight. Never mind. Oh, I do have munchies for later. I have two rice cakes left. Isn't that exciting? Rice cake.
I use them as coasters.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they're good for.
Coasters.
I use them for guacamole delivery system. Just plain rice cake, and then you get the guacamole in a little squirt pack thing, and then you squirt it on the thing, and you munch down. About three of those, I'm cool, man. That's a snack and a half, ma'am.
Rice cakes and guacamole. All
right. Okay. Guacamole. I'll tell you, man, guacamole, that's the new thing, man. That's where it's at. That's what's with the hip kids. That it's hip, and I'm hip, and I'm where it's at. I'm happening.
That shit looks like it came out of Linda Blair's mouth during The Exorcist, that shit.
You can't think about how gross it looks.
Oh, horrible. Like baby shit.
Yeah.
Looks like baby shit.
Yeah, it does. It does. But don't let that bother you. It's delicious, and
mm-hmm.
it's good for you, and it's hot. It's hot. It's what's hot, man.
That's the selling point, that it's hot.
Well, you're supposed to say you wouldn't be hot.
We put that fire out.
You wouldn't be hot if you were on fire. Okay. That's the line, I think.
Rice is the best thing
where it's
for
at.
Spicy food. So you got it right there, man. That's good. It's a good combination.
Yeah, because you got the dull, crappy rice cake, you know, and then the good food, the tasty shit on top.
In Korea, when I eat the kimchi, I gotta get a big spoonful of rice to put that fire out. You can't drink water.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's horrible. It's worse when you drink water after that spicy shit.
Sometimes.
The rice is it? Oh, did I tell you my niece set a date? So it looks like I'm going to Korea September of next year.
No way. Wow.
If I'm still alive that time.
Well, I think they're going to have another end of the world. I think they're planning another one for, I don't know.
Oh, by then? There should be
a couple weeks, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully we'll have the opportunity to have one last end of the world show before you go to Korea.
There you go.
I don't see you coming back, man. I think once you get over there and you're like, this is what's happening to people, man.
I never wanted to come back the other time.
They leave this country, especially now. They're leaving the country, and then they're over there in some other land there, and they're going, I got to go back and, oh, geez. You know, and they start thinking about what's going on here and everything, and they go, man.
I'm going to open up a jazz club in Busan, Korea. That's what I'm going to do. Fuck all
there
this.
You go. I like it, man. I like it.
My brother's got money. He can buy the fucking thing.
Yeah, Mr. Science's son, his number one son, moved to Spain and married a gal and subsequently got divorced. Neither here nor there. But instead of coming back, he's going to stay there and teach English and things, because he told Mr. Science, he says, Dad, this is no longer the America you grew up in.
There you go. And Spanish chicks are fucking hot.
Oh. Wee wee. No. BC. Yeah, something like that.
My Andrea Motif. I love my Angela Motif.
Yeah, they said I'd be big in, what was that one artistic place over here in Spain? Barcelona, I think it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where she's from.
Yeah. Yeah, well. Who knows, man? I'm staying put because the house is paid for. I'm sorry. You guys, America, you're stuck with me. Mm-hmm. That's how it is.
All right.
Oh, we've been joined by Francie and friends. I would assume it's merely Francie. But
yep.
You never know. She may have some friends with her. I don't know. I can't see. This is theater of the mind.
Maybe Nick's with her.
Yeah, in my mind, Nick could be there. Or perhaps several midgets. I don't know. I have no idea. It's a strange, wonderful world. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming, yes. She has no volume.
The
land
is growing.
Oh. Through the dial, I wonder.
That's right. We
got you're not missing
thing.
Anything.
we're talking about
guacamole
over here.
Hey, some guacamole there. You know who put out a new one just the other day? Cookie Monster.
Put out a new one.
A new song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, he had that hit several years ago, C is for Cookie.
Yep. I still sing that.
Well,
to this day.
Yeah, he updated it. He updated it and put out it's a redo. So, all right, take it away, Cookie. C is for Complicit.
Now, what starts with the letter C? Complicity starts with C. Let's think of other things that start with C. Who cares about the other things? C's for complicit, just like the GOP. C's for complicit, just like the GOP. C's for complicit, just like the GOP. Complicity will be their legacy. Oh! C's for complicit, there's nothing here to see. C's for complicit, it's helping Donald T. C's for complicit, to aid the enemy. Complicity will be their legacy. C is also for coalition of congressional conservatives conspiring to contain control of both chambers of Congress. C is also for the conflict with Clinton's computer commotion that could have caused a catastrophic compromise. But Clinton is not commander-in-chief currently, so...
C is for complicit, just like the GOP. Yeah, C is for complicit, just like the GOP. C is for complicit, just like the GOP. Complicity will be their legacy. Yeah, history will judge the GOP. Oh boy! Complicity will be their legacy!
Om nom 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 nom.
Excellent, man. Nice reaction to that one.
I think he rocks, man.
Cookie
rocks.
Yeah, Cookie's back, man. I think Cookie's back. With a vengeance.
I like that where he's singing that Tom Waits song.
Yeah. He does Tom Waits well. Yes.
Yeah.
And good.
Yeah.
And good and well. And well. And good.
Good and well.
Good and well. Good and well. Mm-hmm.
Fake
Nutter
Kermit.
Butters. What's find a Nutter
him,
Butter?
Find him a fake Kermit. There you go.
What's a Nutter Butter?
I remember
Nutter
that.
Nutter Butter? I know.
I remember
Nutty Buddy.
You said.
What?
Was it Nutty Buddy?
Complicit? C is for complicit. Nutty Buddy? Yeah.
I don't.
Nutty Buddy was that was the ice cream cone. with the chocolate and the nuts on top, and it had that little chocolate in the bottom.
Was it in the 80s?
I don't know, when I was a kid, man, when I was eating the 60s and 70s and whatnot.
Oh,
you know.
Okay, all right.
When Mom had extra money, because usually we'd just get them fake popsicles, you know, the ones in the plastic. Mm-hmm. You got to push up.
I was never much for the ice cream and cookies and chocolate bars.
I didn't until I discovered booze. No, I have a beer. Yeah, seriously.
Maybe that's
what
happened.
What it is.
I've been drinking since I was 11. Maybe that's why I never went into chocolate bars and shit.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that's when you gave up cookies and candy and shit when you started boozing.
Yeah, I wasn't on the roof with a nutty buddy. I was drinking some beers.
Some bars. It's funny, but beers, though. Like, I could sit here sometimes and drink a six-pack of natties, be sober as a judge. And then other times, I'll have two of them, and I'll be half whacked, half in the bag.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
It's strange.
I used to drink myself sober, you know. That can actually happen. I've done it several times. I've done it down the shore. Ocean City.
Why am I watching this doghouse? Is there something, some snake going to pop out? Oh, giving birth to puppies. Yikes.
Well, we got a good 3 minutes. I'm hoping for a good 3 minutes.
No, actually, we have a terrible 3 minutes, but that's okay.
Actually, that's good. That's good.
Well, it's hard to judge these things, man. It really is.
I know. I know.
All right, well, let's spin the wheel so what happens.
You could be a winner. Awesome.
Oh.
Yay. What is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad, man.
Once again.
All right, what we have is failure to communicate.
Right. Please. 3 minutes.
Okay. You've heard of the Big Lebowski, I gather.
Indeed,
not
I
into
have.
That. The Big Lebowski.
The tubes,
you folks
man.
Out there in
the tubes.
In podcast land, are you hip with the dude down with the dude and Walter and Donnie?
God.
Okay. Yeah. The gang. The Jesus.
And the nihilist.
We'll forget the Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And Jackie Treehorn. Yeah.
Yeah, Jackie Treehorn.
Oh, wow.
Mod.
Mod.
Yeah, we know them all.
Mod.
There you go.
All right.
And
well,
the stranger,
in the tradition
the
of the dude. Oh, yeah, the stranger. Oh, yeah. In the tradition of the Big Lebowski. And dudism. Tonight's 3 minutes. Brought to you from, or by, or of, the Doodles. The Doodles. 3 minutes.
Okay, the Doodles.
You'll never get back.
Riding on his donkey, Don Quixote's honky, little Sancho Panza plays a fool. But like the dude and Walter, anytime he falters, always manages to keep it cool. They might be giants, and those big science was a defiance to the goddamn rules. But if they're women, then this is crazy, better be late. Change your attitude. the Big Lebowski. They want you to feel lousy, so you buy the stuff they have to sell. Though there's some rough spots, human paraquats want you to think the world's completely screwed. But they're just fascists tossing their ashes on a sunglasses. They're being very undue. You're being very undue. Don't spoil the mood. You're being very undue. You're being very undue. Shopping for some creamer in his best demeanor, smiling at the people in the shop. But all they see is a bathrobe, maybe their bathrobe, thinking it's the clothes that make us flop. If this was Athens, this would be fashion, and nobody would think if he was crude or super fickle about hiding pickles. It's super
dude.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Yes. Man, it's funny how far off those hands are. The actual hair.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it's that delay.
There's a delay like you wouldn't believe. But there's no delay. Like, we're talking in real time. That's the weird part.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get it. Don't get it.
I don't get it either.
All right, well, see, what happened was 8 o'clock, what do you call, your Star Trek was on. It was like one of them really boring episodes, you know? Like, where,
yeah.
Kirk became an Indian and got married some Indian chick, man, some planet. Because, like, he lost his memory and shit, you know. So
there was Indians
ends
on
up marrying
planet?
Yeah. For some reason, there's American Indians on his planet, see. So he falls in love with this one with really nice legs, and they get married, and she's pregnant. And, of course, lucky, you know. Yeah, luckily she dies and loses the baby, or else Kirk, you know, he'd be stuck on that planet for the rest of the series. But it's really a boring episode, and I sat down in the vortex. I sat down in the vortex and dozed till 9, so I didn't really have time to look at the news headlines before the show. But that was like on the Virginian, man. It was the kiss of death. If the Virginian fell in love with you, you were marked, man. You were not going to make it to the end of this episode. I'm telling you, hon. You're dead.
And that's why the TV shows of yesteryear were good. The shows now, they get married to a character, and the show falls apart.
Well, I read an interesting article on that, how viewers of today, let's say the younger people or whatever, probably some people our age, they don't like the old style TV. Did we already go over this? But they like when the characters develop. They don't want like Gunsmoke. It's just, Dylan's not going to get killed, or Doc's not going to die for crying out loud. But
they say that. They say that, but it's. Now, what would happen if Jerry Seinfeld married Elaine Bennett?
Right, it would ruin the show.
Would have gotten very bad. Yep.
Yeah. It'd jump the shark right there.
Grow. That show Friends, that got gayer and gayer and gayer as that went on.
Yeah. The more they...
Fuck gross, man. Just keep the jokes fuck gross.
I probably would have never seen that show at all had I not been married during the time it was on. That's one of those. Yikes.
It's the price you pay for marriage, baby. Yeah.
I know, man. You got to watch this bullshit. Man, wife number two was creepy. She'd sit there smoking butts, watching Lifetime. And you knew, like, she was sitting there smoking butts, watching Lifetime. She's pissed off at me for something, you know. Oh, man, what did I do now? Fucking Lifetime, man. That makes that, I mean, that turns women into men haters, man. They're like, oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Did you see that? What that guy just did to her? How dare you?
No.
You're like, what?
Yeah,
I didn't do anything.
That?
Yeah, but you're a man. What? What? I didn't. I was just, and then you and the thing with the TV and all. I didn't. Who knew?
Right.
Well, more bad news.
That's what happened.
Switching gears.
Didn't make you watch Sex in the
suddenly.
City, did she?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Watch the Sex in the City. Yes, and yes. Yes. It's dreadful. Dreadful. Man. What did I ever see in her?
She had me listening to ABBA. I think I had pretty much control of the TV. But fucking ABBA.
What I saw in her. Oh, I remember. It was the Whoopi. So, Monday I reported that half of a bourbon warehouse in Kentucky collapsed.
Yeah.
The other half came down, man. So, like 20,000 barrels of whiskey are on the ground.
Oh.
Now, on top of all these tariffs and shit, the goddamn price of whiskey's gonna go through the roof. Thank God I have a bit of a store. I'm gonna end up like W.C. Fields with an attic full of this shit by the time I'm done. Man, bourbon's hurting right now, kids. I suggest you all go out, buy a bottle of bourbon, and drink it lovingly. Except if you're a reformed alcoholic like Professor Gumby. And don't do it.
Don't do it.
So you're an alcoholic. I'm a drunk.
There you go. That's the difference. There you go.
Yeah. Drunks don't like to go to meetings. That's all.
Well, neither did this alcohol.
All right, shut.
I don't get along well with people.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan.
You did the
of
meetings
humanity.
First, though, didn't you? Didn't you do the shit at first? Yeah.
It's punishment. Self-punishment.
All right. some Schadenfreude in the news. These the same guys? Okay, well, at least two suspected poachers, rhino poachers, were mauled to death by a pride of lions in a South African game reserve.
That seems to be happening
that's kinda
a lot.
Cool, huh?
Yeah.
I think the wildlife has the internet now. So they, you know, they're reading up. They're like, oh, poachers. Okay, well, let's just wait for them over here, and then we have like, you know. Well, poacher for Din Din.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were mauled and eaten by the lions. How cool is that? I love that.
I don't
wish ill on people, but you motherfucking poachers, man. You know? We got plenty of people in the world. We ain't got enough fucking rhinos, dude. We do not. You can't afford to go
people
shooting rhinos.
Most dangerous game. Hunt people.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
I like George Carlin's idea of a suicide channel. You know, just people sign up, they jump into the Grand Canyon, get a T-shirt.
Yeah.
It's all good.
you get a T-shirt.
Yeah, you get a T-shirt. Being on the show. Okay, we read this. Oh, shit, I didn't even... I should have fucking looked at my headlines here, man. All right. La, 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 la. Ooh, what's this? A woman sued a buffet. It looks like a Chinese buffet. $1 million. After she developed fried rice syndrome.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What the hell
that
is that?
That sounds made up. But it is a buffet-related illness with bacteria. Bacillus cereus, commonly found on foods that have sat out at room temperature. It could cause cramps, vomiting, and diarrhea. But $1 million for a case of Skitters? No, I think that's a little.
I don't see that.
Pay for a box of Modium, you know, and maybe some new shorts. I think that'd be fair.
Yeah. They should give
a free buffet
for another night dinner.
Yeah, another free buffet.
If you get all that.
You gotta watch them Chinese buffets, man. Them Chinese buffets are.
Oh yeah.
They can be, you know, dicey. They can be dicey.
Like
rollers. No. I trust Turkey Hill, man.
Okay,
I trust Turkey Hill. Okay. We did all these stories, man. I'm starting to panic here. Oh, good. It's 11 o'clock. We're almost out of the woods.
We got Captain Kirk to blame for this.
Yep. I overslept, man. Okay, now I don't think we ever got to the bottom of the story. The guy in the cooler at the ballpark, the dead guy.
Oh yeah. You got an update?
No.
They died in the cooler.
But Todd Keeling, 48, of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, is still dead. He's still dead. That's our update on the dead guy in the cooler at Atlanta County Stadium or wherever the fuck that is.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, SunTrust Park. Installing a patented beer-pouring technology. Wow. They couldn't say he put in a new tap. He was installing patented beer-pouring technology. Ooh. A new nozzle for the beer valve tap. New foamless beer tap dispensing system.
After giving it that title, he's not up for the Darwin Award. They try to make it sound as less stupid as possible. He's not eligible for the Darwin this year.
Well, in the world, staying in the world of sports, we'll end on this one. How's this? Diamondbacks reliever Archie Bradley bravely admits he shit his pants before entering a game this season.
All right.
he
played with shit in his pants?
Yeah. Yeah. He said it was the most uncomfortable he's ever been on the mound.
Sure.
Yeah. But like, you know, a champ, man. They asked him, they said, what was the most awkward, memorable, awkward moment you've ever had? And he's like, okay. Here's the quote. I was warming up to go in a game, and I knew I had the next hitter. I knew I was on deck, and at bat was kind of talking a little bit, and that bullpen guy in these big situations. I called him nervous peas. I don't have to pee a lot, but I know I have to pee when I go in a game. I can't believe I'm telling you this. He says, it's 2-2 count. I said, man, I have to pee. I have to go pee. Oh, wait. He's pee. Oh, no, okay. He says, right about I'm about to go in the game. It's like a 2-2 count. I'm like, man, I have to pee. I have to go pee. So I run into our bathroom real quick. I'm ready to go, and I'm trying to pee, and I actually shit my pants. Like, right before I'm about to go in the game, I poop my pants. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, I know I'm a pitch away from going in the game, so I'm scrambling to clean myself up, and I get cleaned up the best I can, but my pants up, and our bullpen coach says, hey, you're in the game. So I'm jogging in the game to pitch with poop in my pants, essentially.
Hats off to him for saying that. Yeah.
You know, because you could be, shit pants for the rest of your career after that, you know. And he's like, nah, you know. That shows it together.
I like that.
A guy that has his shit together, as it were. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Right.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
You're walking around.
Birthday, everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that was a dandy.
Hey, you know what I was
last
thinking?
Minute
the rest
edition.
Of the team should have shit their pants in solidarity for the guy. I mean, I would have. Yeah.
Well, sort of. I guess it might have been in solidarity. My Pittsburgh Pirates have pretty much shit their pants this year, so.
So okay, that counts.
Yeah. Oh, this is the D-backs' decision to send Bradley back to the mound for another inning after he got his out. Reads a little cruel if this is in fact Bradley's shit pants game. However, the ejection, Bradley. Later caught in the ninth from the dugout. Feels like a perfect story. I'm not following that at all. They said, whatever happened, throwing heat on the mound with heat in your pants is nonetheless impressive. That's the best sports site if you like funny, weird stories called Deadspin. And they run an interesting Deadspin. Yeah, they always have crazy.
Did we lose you, Commodore?
You can't hear me?
Where am I lost?
Cannot hear me?
Hey, you back?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. What happened?
Okay. They can hear Ted, apparently. I don't know. I'll have to listen
maybe
back,
I went
man.
Out.
Yeah, I didn't move anything. I mean, I didn't move.
Everything got quiet on me.
I did not move. Oh. Well, I do have one more story before we do our polka. Ted,
oh, what's that?
You gotta shush, man. You're gonna like have get diabetes before the show's over.
Ted wants to
poke her
now.
I just wanted to mention this one lady from this Mount Olive, New Jersey. It's very quick. Authorities say a woman drove drunk to the New Jersey police station where she was picking up a man who had been charged with drunken driving, which is beauty. See?
Okay.
He got pulled over for drunken driving, calls her to pick him up, so she arrives drunk. 49-year-old Melissa Vitale of Rockaway appeared impaired when she arrived at the station. She was soon charged with drunken driving after she allegedly failed sobriety tests. Nice. So
I'm in love. That's my kind of fame right there.
Oh, boy. He got arrested after allegedly making an illegal turn while he was drinking. So,
Yeah.
Drive stone, not drunk. You know, that's what I always say.
I like it. How's your new car doing?
Yeah.
With the air conditioning, all the modern shit.
The
eight-track player.
It does have a cassette player. And I saved some cassettes, so.
Okay.
But the childproof doors are still adult-proof.
You still can't get in?
No, Bogey even went to the junkyard and tore one of them apart. And he's all triumphant. He's going. He comes over today. Oh, I got this. We got this. We got this. We got this. We ain't got this, man. Doors are not opening. So. It does
did
have
you,
a cassette
did you try
player.
YouTube? YouTube teaches you everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. They're fucked up, man. They're fucked up doors.
You don't need it.
Kind of frustrating. But. Hey, man, if you want to ride in my back seat, you either got a Duke Duke boy, you know, Duke's a Hazard, or climb over to front seat. So
there you have
the
it.
The way it is.
Or through the trunk.
You could actually do it through the trunk. Let's see what I had. I had a Leon Russell live. It's a two cassette set. And I listened to John Lee Hooker's last album. Witch Doctor, I think, or something like that. Or no, The Healer.
Oh, that's fucking great. That's not his last album.
That's a great
Chill Out. Chill was his last one, I think. But yeah, The Healer is excellent. Great album.
Yeah. That was the first one I played in there, I believe. No, I played the Leon first. Okay, well, so I thought a patriotic polka would be fun, since it was, what do you call, 4th of July this week. You know, I didn't wear red, white, and blue. Didn't even cross my mind on the 4th.
I never do.
I picked the yellow... I picked a yellow tropical shirt because I'm, like, getting really tan, and the yellow just really sets it off. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that Russian color? What are you, Tommy?
I look good. Yeah, man, I'm colluding. Wait for the October surprise and the compromise.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Thank you.
they'll come marching down the avenue. The United Nations in review. When this lovely dream has all come true, we'll be dancing the victory polka.
We'll be singing and dancing the victory polka.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool, man. A beloved polka. Joe Loss. That's Joe Loss.
Joe Loss.
With the victory polka.
And if you missed it, if you missed the victory polka, hey, Joe Loss.
Yeah, it's Joe Loss,
yep,
brother.
Joe Loss.
Oh, Ford says he thinks Bing might have sung that, and we might even have played that in there.
I think he did.
Sure. We might even have done that, but we didn't do Joe Loss's victory polka yet. What a different day. You know, that was back when we used to fight Nazis. We used to hate them, remember?
Yeah.
And they were the bad guys. We'd say boo. We'd hit them with sticks and stuff. And now I don't know, man.
And we're friends with the Japs as well.
I think them fucks are gonna have an anniversary march. Charleston shitheads.
Okay.
The neo Confederates and neo Nazis, and to which I say, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
There's no place for that in this society, man.
Gesundheit, everything is Gesundheit kaputt und verboten.
Absolutely.
Hi-oh!
I'm not a bigot because I feel as though it takes up too much time. It takes too much work.
Takes energy.
Yeah, it takes a lot out of you. So, you know, fuck it. I love everyone and that's it. I'll just sit here and watch TV.
Too
much
work. Give it up, Ted. Give up the ghost.
Hey, what's a treat?
You've eaten all the treats in Ohio. There's not another fucking treat in this whole state. So live with that, man. Oh, you mentioned neighbor, my neighbor. I saw this comic book, and I just said, I have to have that, man. It's like one of those, you know, drunk impulse buys in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
An old underground comic. it's not R. Crumb, but another fellow. It's called The 40-Year-Old Hippie. And if you just change 40 to 60, that would be him, man. You know.
Oh, that's set.
I've had, on the cover, he's sitting there, he goes, I've had 500 trips, and they've all been bummers. But I'm bound to get lucky. Something like that.
Speaking of comic books, did you hear that Steve Ditko died?
Steve Ditko passed away, 90 years young. God bless him.
He was 90?
Yeah, great creator, man. Created Spider-Man, created Doctor Strange, and Ditko with an O.
It's an O yet, though.
He redesigned Iron Man's outfit and... created a lot of the stuff about the Hulk, like development of the Hulk character.
Very good. I'm alive. 90 years old.
9 years old. And a recluse. He
90 years old.
Had an office in
New York.
Um, I'm not sure.
If I hit 90.
I'm not sure. They're probably,
if I hit 90,
they're probably
I'm
gonna do an
front
autopsy.
Front fucking
you know. They're probably gonna do an autopsy.
I didn't need it at all.
Nah.
I didn't make it that long.
From Johnstown, PA, Ford says? You're kidding me. That's very close to where I grew up, Johnstown. We used to get Channel 6. Yep, big flood in Johnstown. Big flood, big flood.
A dog was a hero. They have a statue of a dog erected there.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever been to Johnstown.
Some kind of heroic thing that they did during the flood.
I used to see Channel 6 from Johnstown.
They ever going to make a
serving
statue
million.
Of Ted?
No.
Has Ted done anything?
Well, he killed those raccoons. That was pretty cool.
Okay. All right, there you go.
Woke me up that time the rice was burning on the stove and saved my ass.
Okay. Did
I? Yeah. He's as good or better than a smoke detector. I'll grant him that.
Okay.
Man, we buzzed through this fucking show tonight, man. Like, zip.
Didn't we know?
It's fucking over now. Look at this bullshit, man.
What happened?
How's that possible? I don't know. I don't know, man. You know, I find that the days are slipping by at an alarmingly fast pace these days.
Yeah.
Is it just me?
Nope.
Or are you feeling that too?
Nope.
Ed,
now that I'm finally working, I can really feel it.
Yeah. It's getting up early in the morning, man. I'm not sure I like it.
Where do you get your steps in?
Once I get my steps in, it's game on, bro.
Uh-huh.
You know? And that early in the day, man. If you get in the house before 8 o'clock, you're cool, man. You're not going to melt. Yeah, sorry about the roller dog story, gang, I guess. Oh, thank you, everybody. Natty's.
That's why it was there.
Dunk mine hair and
don't mention the war.
Dunk mine hairs. Yeah, Natty's. Natty's. I got a honey brown in the fridge. What do you want, Ted? You're gonna bust.
Diabetes.
He's gonna get diabetes, man. He's gonna get diabetes. Did dog get diabetes?
Can you?
Natties.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, did Wolford Brimley have a dog? I don't know.
How did he pronounce it again?
Diabetes.
Okay.
Diabetes. Diabetes. All right, let's get the thing queued up here. Scotty? Aye. Natties? Aye. Energize?
Aye, sweater.
Aye. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. Chain tuned.
Where my rosary goes, and nobody knows.
job is over, Bob.
Uh-huh.
A little bit. But I don't know. That one just popped into me head the other day. You know, I was sitting there.
I like that song.
And then, it's one of them old. It doesn't. Yeah. It never crossed my mind to blow it up ever.
No.
You know.
Fun song.
You gotta love the Edison Lighthouse.
Oh yeah.
Wacky 60s guys. One hit wonders. That was the era for the one hit wonders, boy.
Yep.
You know, your 60s.
Everybody wanted to be in a band.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of good ones, man.
Together.
You're like, oh, that was that. Who did that? Oh, really? I never heard. No. And that's all they ever did, man. One hitters.
Well, nothing wrong with a one hitter now and again. Each other.
But, since we're off the air, I'll cough on the air. Well, we're not off the air, but we're not on the air either. We're not streaming live. If you're listening to us now, you're listening to us in the archives. So, you selling gars in the morning?
Yeah, in fact, they got me at Levittown, the busier store.
Levittown.
Yeah, so I gotta get some sleep because it's the busy store. It's the store that sells cigarettes and lottery. They're very rarely we sell cigarettes.
Oh, yoy. More like a convenience store than a cigar store.
Exactly.
Nothing I hate worse. I guess there are things I hate worse, but. It's so annoying to get behind some idiot buying lottery tickets. Because it's like, dude, if you want to flush that money down a toilet, I've got a lot of ideas. You know, we could go drinking. We could have some lunch.
Lots
but to give it to this guy for
money.
A ticket that ain't going to get you nothing is kind of dumb.
You could throw it to the curb.
Yeah, regressive tax, man. And the same people buy the cigarettes, which, you know, tax to the hilt. Statistically, poor people are the ones who buy cigarettes and lottery.
Yeah. Well, they're all rolling their own. Yeah.
And they vote for Dumb Donald, too.
Yag.
We'll have to see what happens there, man. But you going to register to vote, motherfucker?
Probably not.
Oh, fuck you, man. I'm shaking my fist at you.
I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are
fucking,
over there. I can see you.
You are the reason why that son of a bitch is in the White House.
Uh-huh. Me and Russia.
That's Tommy. Yeah, Russia. Man, did you see where the 4th of July, the 4th of July, they had eight or nine Republican congressmen spent the 4th in Moscow.
Yeah. No shit.
No
I
collusion.
Didn't see that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now
he I don't want
no
to be like
this. Are allowed in this meeting with Putin?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Nothing. Nothing funny about that, is there?
No.
I mean, no record of what they might discuss.
Anyway.
Man. I don't know what we're gonna do, but as reality shows go, it's pretty much held my interest so far. So we'll see.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got every once in a while, I had a day off. I think it was Thursday. I didn't look at the news. I just couldn't. You know, I needed to like not see Uncle Bobo for a 24-hour period.
Here's something that people need to know. Just because he is our president, we do not have to respect him. If he's doing we do not like, you can speak up. It's not like, you know, oh, he's
sure.
our president. Let's
That's patriotism. It's patriotic to question your government and hold it to the fire. Hold it to...
And if your parents did, they didn't, because they were young enough to be protesting against Johnson and Nixon. So you did not hear from your parents to be respectful to the president. Believe me.
Well, I don't know. I kind of did.
Yeah?
You kind of... Yeah.
Yeah.
We kind of were like giving Nixon the...
Our parents were Eisenhower age. If you're about 20 to 30 years younger than us, they were hippies during the Nixon administration at Johnson.
Yeah.
So they were protesting. They weren't sitting back.
Not my folks. Not my folks. My folks were... They were in suburbia there with Nixon and all that. I don't know, man. It's a strange, wonderful country, but it really needs to think about it and think about it hard, man.
I think there's something we can't do. You're asking for way too much.
I didn't ask, it's not like I asked them to read. Just think. You know? And don't watch Fox News, whatever you fucking do. I don't know if that's what it is, man, but somewhere they're getting these crazy ideas, and that's a good source of them. Builds paranoia 12 ways.
Damn skip.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, see you Monday. Have fun with the Gars in Levittown.
Yes.
And if Bill O'Reilly stops in, tell him, hey.
All right. Well done.
Don't kick him out. Sell him a gar, man. Yeah. Tell him, hey. Tell him, hey, from the commie.
Yeah. I'll kick him out.
Hey, good night.
I'll get a selfie with him. Good night.
There you go. Nice.
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!